break. The Rodriguez thing is fascinating because, I mean, the Rangers could just play this thing out until the end of next year. I mean, when his contract's up, and you know, given what they gave Pudge Rodriguez, I mean, gave what they gave Alex Rodriguez, mm-hmm. it's hard to imagine that they would re-sign him. That said, there seems to be a big push. I think his agent, Jeff Morad, is pushing them to make a decision. And if they trade him, they really have to do so by June 2nd. Because if they do it by June 2nd, you know, when he becomes a 10-5 guy, well, then it's all fine and good. They can trade him anywhere. If they trade him after June 2nd, effectively the team trading for him has to get a contract done with Rodriguez before he goes because he can veto the trade. But it's the Rangers are looking at it like this. This is the one way they can rebuild the pitching staff. If they can get two pitchers, you know, a workable catcher and maybe a prospect, for Rodriguez, they can rebuild that. They can start to rebuild the pitching staff, which is unquestionably the worst in baseball right now. And it's got them 17 games behind Alex Rodriguez's old team. There's another thing that they look at, and they have talked about this in the past, and that is that Pudge is now at the, he's now caught 1,243 games. He's 29 years old. Now, he is in tremendous shape, and to me, he has the classic catcher's body. He's got the quick legs, and he works on those legs all the time. I mean, he works on them during the season. In the off season, he does effectively Olympic track work. That said, I mean, he's at a point now when you look historically at other catchers, and that 1,200 to 1,400 games caught level was just about. It's where Gary Carter began his decline. He got to I think it was 1,400 games and went from 24 to 20 to 10 to 3 homers. Mm-hmm. Johnny Bench, after about 1,300 games caught at the age of 29, never really caught very much after that. Yogi Berra was 1,300 games at the age of 32. He never caught 105 games again. Bill Dickey, Cochran, they went overnight just about at that level. And that's something that Ted Simmons, the same thing. That's something that the Rangers have looked at, and they wonder how much longer in that heat, with the number of games caught, can this guy continue? Even though I think we would all agree, this is arguably the greatest catcher who's ever played.